This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Janet Rice, the Senator from the Greens in Victoria, joins us. Good morning, Janet. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, Paul. I'm really good.
That's
Happy
good.
Christmas.
That's
morning.
Good. So, a pretty special day for lots of people, for lots of families all over Australia. First off, what have you got planned for today?
Well, I've got the excitement of having my family Christmas at our place.
So great.
I've got 14 for Christmas lunch, so it's not too many. I've got one of my sisters that's off elsewhere in the country, but I've got, two sisters, my brother, my mother, and various nieces and nephews all coming here for lunch. And so we're in a bit of a, working hard, but the Protestant Christmas of get up and quick, come on, got to get the house organised.
I know, you've got to get up, you've got to get organised. I actually discovered how this is going to sound really wrong, but I actually discovered how the vacuum cleaner worked yesterday.
Well, in fact, that's what my wife Penny is doing at this very moment. As we speak, I'm standing out in the backyard because there's chaos inside and she is vacuuming underneath the table.
So what's your normal routine, Janet, on a Christmas morning?
What was that?
What's your normal routine for a Christmas morning?
Getting up pretty slowly. I mean, it depends. It's changed over the years because with kids, of course, it was, you get up early and have the excitement of opening all of the presents. This morning, we've got, one of our two sons who's still at home. It's, at the ripe old age of 26. The younger one, he moved out a couple of years ago, so he's coming back home for lunch. But our 26-year-old, we had a bit of a small present opening ceremony. But it's particularly special because he's about to go off and live in Edinburgh for a year. So we're going to be empty nesters for the first time.
Oh. You get possession of the house again.
That's right. That's right. But yes, and I was just reflecting as we were sort of sitting and we had a fried egg for breakfast just before we opened the presents and it was 9:30 and I was saying, well, in the Christmases of my childhood, we would have been up and been at church by this stage.
Yes.
That was always what happened, 9:30 church service on Christmas Day. But no, not anymore.
Now, here's a little bit of breaking news. I used to be an altar boy.
Really?
Ah,
and,
right.
Yeah, so I would have, in my early teens, I would have done two services by now.
But you've worn the frocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, well, I've still got a very soft spot for church Christmas music. So my family put up with me sort of singing Christmas hymns, sort of, when it has to be part of my Christmas. I'm no longer a practicing Anglican, but I still love the music.
Mm. Normally we head up to St. Paul's in the city to do the carol service on Christmas Eve, and we've done it for the last 2 years, but we didn't get to make it yesterday, and I feel like Christmas has lost a little bit of that sparkle just because we didn't get chance to sing all those carols.
It doesn't quite feel like Christmas, yes.
Exactly.
Without the carols, yes.
Mm. Well, it's been a big year, Janet, and I mean, in so many areas, Australia has changed. A lot of it for the better. I'm thinking about, obviously, marriage equality is a great Christmas present, not just for our community, but for the wider community, I think. But also I want us to, I'm sure you are as well, I'm sparing a thought for those people who aren't having a great day,
indeed,
no matter where they are,
right.
Yes. Particularly for those people on Manus Island, I think it's going to be an awful, awful day for them.
Yes.
But
just another day, that's right, is sort of their incarceration and sort of being held in ongoing indefinite detention, which is enough to, that's what causes the massive mental health problems of people, just the hopelessness of it. I mean, the other people that I've been thinking for, that, you know, reading stories in my social media feed, are those people whose families haven't accepted them, and particularly there are a number of transgender people who said, you know, the fourth Christmas in a row that I haven't been able to spend Christmas with my family, Christmas with my children, sort of just having been rejected by their families. And I'm really hoping that, you know, having achieved marriage equality in Australia and just normalised equality and same-sex and gender-diverse relationships, that I just really can just hope that people in that situation can have the strength and the resilience and improve in years to come for them.
Well, yes, I hope so. And I think 2017 has been a good year in a lot of ways, but Christmas is a good time for us to reflect on those not as fortunate as ourselves, and we have a fine tradition at Joy of doing shows on Christmas Day, and it's not just for those of us, you know, that are getting ready for a big family lunch or going out for a big family lunch. It's for those people who perhaps may not be sharing today with someone else, and to give them a dose of joy that hopefully makes them recognise that they're not alone, that joy is always here for them.
Yeah, because it's such an important thing to sort of send that message of love and, you know, peace and to everybody, and to say that, look, people do love them and that they are loved, and that if things aren't as good as they hope they are at the moment, and Christmas can be a real time for people being aware of that, to hang on in there and to, you know, reach out to friends and to people that do accept them and love them for who they are, and to know that, well, that to have that resilience so that things will improve.
Exactly. What do you want for 2018, Janet?
Oh, look, you know, I would love to have a world that's more at peace. You just look at all of the awful, you know, wars going on, and the violence and the lack of love, you know, the hatred that's in the world. So to have some, you know, progress towards that. The other, I mean, clearly in terms of, you know, equality, we've made good progress last year. There's still some more to come in terms of, which I think is, I'm really hopeful is going to evolve. The other thing for me is as a Green, and knowing that the huge issue that we're is global warming. I would love to see the Australian Parliament act with that properly, and to be start taking really serious action on climate change, so that we can look into a future with some optimism, some positivity, that the world will be as beautiful a place for our children and our grandchildren as it is for us.
That's a good positive wish. Have a great day, Janet. Thanks for your support of Joy during the year, and you know, your, especially your support of our community makes a difference. Have a lovely day. Not too much Terps and Tucker, though.
No. I know. It'll be a modest but joyous day with my family, and big wishes to everybody. Happy Christmas for everybody, regardless of circumstances, and to know that, you know, spreading love around, that people really do love you, and it's a great day to remember that. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Janet.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.